the Hood and Spread 'em for episode 37 of the GCPD,
the Gotham City Podcast Department, to inform, to entertain, to bust, to dust.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Is that what Edgar says? I don't know.
Yeah, that is what he says.
He usually just says something random.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. He's like a Pokemon. He's just like bang, bang, bang.
I'm Colin, and I play Team Arrow.
You don't play Teen Titans?
They're not out yet. Well, I don't have them. Other people do.
Tragic.
Yep.
I'm Josh, and I play the Joker.
Nigel, and I play Penguin.
We are missing Officer Eggers again. Some of you guys may be, longtime listeners might be aware of his constant and crippling bang addiction.
I did see the Come and Go over here, the gas station. They have a written like advertisement for bang on their whiteboard.
Because he's just always going in there. They're trying to cater to him.
So it's basically Eggers makes it to the gas station right by our shop, and then he can't make it.
He can't make it in. Like he just he stumbles out of that gas station just so drunk on bang.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, I've been gone. You guys had like a podcast without me or something.
Yep, we did.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet. We had Cookie on here. We did a bunch of battle reports, which you totally would have missed because you would have loved them.
I would have loved them.
Yep.
The number one thing that everyone should know about me is how much I love battle reports.
It is the number one thing that Josh loves.
Yep. Number one.
Yep.
Number two is being grouchy. Number one is battle reports.
Mm-hmm. Number three.
Being a bully.
Beer.
Yep. Accurate. Nailed it.
Yep. And Eggers is the one with the problem.
Yeah. Bang is gross. Beer is fantastic. Big
bang is gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. We do have one little thing.
Yeah. Any news, announcements, things to talk about?
We are going to do, I don't know if we should. So we're going for Facebook likes, and we are going to give away, when we get to 500, we're going to give away a bat box. Maybe some other stuff, but for sure a bat box right now. Don't know what bat box yet, but we'll be
do the opposite of hiding your wife and hiding your kids.
Yeah.
Get your wife and your kids onto Facebook and give us some likes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It gives you more chances.
More chances.
And then you just take that bat box from your kids.
What bat box? What bat box should we do?
Oh, I don't know. It could be anything at this point.
Could be a boat.
We have 500 likes to figure out. It could be tomorrow where we have to figure it out. It could be 7 years from now. Archie and the Bikers bat box.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to turn that
What are we doing this in 30 days?
Well, whenever we get to
500. What are we at right now?
We're at 180. So we have
a
ways to go.
That's a long way.
Yeah. You guys, so we're going to be talking about this a lot.
You guys got some work to do.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then the next step is catching Kesha because we're back on that train.
First, get to 500.
First, get to 500. And
second,
then it's Kesha.
Catch Kesha. How many likes does Kesha have?
I mean,
we know?
In the millions, right?
Let me see. I'm going to look it up right now.
This is an old gag of ours. I don't know if you people from the Mise en Minis days.
Oh, I typed in Keisha, but it's cat dollar sign. Huh.
It is. It has a dollar sign?
Yeah.
What the hell? I'm gonna guess a billion, right?
A billion?
Is it a billion yet?
28 million.
Oh, my God.
Like the first Kesha that comes up. Musician band. That's got to be it, right?
Yeah. 28 million. That sounds about right. We can get there, though.
All
right.
Mm.
So first,
right. First 500.
500, then 28 million.
Yeah. First 500, and you get a bat, or people, somebody out there is going to get a bat box from us. And then once we
two
get
two somebodies. When we get to 500, and when we get to 28 million,
we're gonna have another bat box giveaway. When we get to 28 million,
perfect. All right,
perfection.
Well, all I know is that how many likes do we have?
180.
I like 179 of you.
Yep.
You figure out if you're the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the one you don't like is Joey. So
yeah,
Jabloey. I love Jabloey.
Does Jabloey like us on Facebook?
I think so. That's how he saw the posts.
I see.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point.
Unless he follows
unless he just logs in as you, like logs into your account, sees it there.
and then goes and finds it.
And then
it.
Shares it with himself, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, has you share it to him.
But doesn't like the page.
But doesn't, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's putting a lot of effort to
that's,
like
that's some deep diving right there.
Well, this week on our Facebook that you should go and like, we posted about the Speed Force. So now the GCPD will enter the Speed Force.
You can stop it. You can do this now. Run, Barry, run!
I'm so glad that Eggers is missing this episode due to his crippling, debilitating addiction to bang.
Yeah, this is his favorite thing.
It's his favorite thing.
Yeah.
He likes this more than anything.
He loves to go...
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's his second favorite thing. His first favorite thing is bang.
Yeah.
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 All right. So we got some Speed Force questions. Do we want to start with Facebook or do we want to start with...
Start with Facebook.
All right. We'll go to Nigel first.
Okay.
All right, Matthew.
It, well,
huh. He was going to have you.
I was going to read it.
Oh, I see.
Does that work?
Oh,
yeah,
that
sounds good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
If you could ban one model from the game, which would it be?
There's actually not a model that I would ban. Yeah, I don't currently have a banned model right now.
Archie.
I would ban no models from the game.
Hmm. Yeah.
At least I was on point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were on point. Freeze is the closest for me. Bat Family, Brave and the Bold, or Teen Titans?
Teen Titans.
Teen Titans.
Brave and the Bold. First free agent you reach for when building a Gotham City Sirens list, besides Catwoman?
Ugh.
Besides Catwoman?
Mm-hmm.
Harley?
Well, so you can do Rebirth Harley.
Mm-hmm.
The other Harley is a sidekick.
Yeah,
the one that I usually play is a sidekick.
Oh.
But that's a fine answer.
I'm going to go Swamp Thing.
That actually is the one that I have reached for the most when I built it. But I'm going to say the same thing I would say regardless of which crew they put in here. Will Shot.
Oh, God damn it.
Which will happen first? Secret Six Team or Central City Batbox?
Secret Six.
We'll go with the Central City Batbox.
I literally
maybe wishing.
It literally didn't matter what they said besides Central City Batbox. The thing that they said that was not Central City Batbox was going to be the correct answer. So I'm going to go with Secret Six.
I can be helpful, right?
You can be. Nope. On average, how much of a plan do you have in the pregame? Selecting strategies, urban furniture, deployment, and objectives.
How much of a plan?
Yeah.
Not much, which is a problem normally. Normally, I'm more about all the cool stuff I'm taking and how I'm trying to avoid what they brought.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so then the next step is getting into the hacking the matrix and cracking that code.
Yep. For me, it's definitely like what am I playing against and what the scenario is. Because that, like, some of it's just kind of, some of it is pretty brain dead at this point. Where you just kind of do the same thing, maybe to my own, like, maybe that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I guess against Joker, now you have to, like, think about it because he's got the Joker gas and stuff like that. So, depends.
It's crew dependent for me, but I usually have a pretty specific plan. I have a way that I want my crew to look at the start of turn two on the board and what I'm going for. So, I might not have... Like right now, I probably couldn't tell you like in any generic game of this blank objective, what would I take as or this scenario, what would I take as an objective? But based on my crew and my opponent's crew, like yes, I 100% have a strategy at the start of the game of how I want to play it and what I want to dictate the game to be around and where I want my models to end up on turn the start of turn two. So I do. Which model best fits your image of the character?
Which model best fits my image of the character?
Penguin's not bad.
Is he talking about the rules? Like, does the rules equate to
what I think? Yeah.
Like, how does when the model plays on the table, does it feel like how you think of the character?
This isn't very Speed Force-y, but I liked Red Hood, but that's Eternal. Red Hood was one was like
comic one.
Yeah. He was pretty cool. I don't know. Like, I'd have to think about it, I guess, more.
Yeah. Mine would be Big Bats. He just feels like Batman.
It's a good one. I'm going to go with the Flash. I think the Speed Force rules work really well for speedsters, but particularly Flash.
Yeah, all of mine that I could think of were Eternal. Frank Miller Batman was one of my favorites because he just literally plays like the way he feels, like in the, but
just dumb and slow.
Yeah, dumb. Exactly. He's just dumb, slow bruiser that just pounds people. Like he's, and everybody's a veteran. Like he's just got cool rules. Like he felt like he was playing though, and then with Red Hood. But yeah, I can't think of a guy in.
I mean, one of the things I love about this game is that I feel like a lot of models actually feel like what their character is.
Yeah.
I do think a lot do.
Yeah.
Most of the Catwoman feel like Catwoman. They do. Right? Like
Harley feels like Harley. Like they just Batman feels like Batman. Like they do.
Yeah.
But yeah. I guess I'll say Flash just because speedsters don't get a lot of love, so I'm gonna say Flash.
Yeah.
Favorite free agent that you never find room for in lists.
Firefly.
Lobo.
Enchantress. Ezra Flash or TV Eobard as best speedster in second edition?
TV Eobard.
Yeah, TV Flash. Or TV Reverse Flash, sorry.
The Red Death. It's often difficult to get your list to exactly 350. How many points down are you willing to go before you feel the need to rework the list?
4.
Depends on the crew. Like Brave and the Bold, you have you can fill it out with just like random equipment sometimes. But like 5 maybe.
I'm fine with 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Which crew with a bat box is still bottom of the pile?
Which crew is bottom of the pile? Bat box?
That has a bat box.
Riddler.
God, that's a tough one. Probably Riddler, now the Joker got stuff.
Militia. Which likely forthcoming model are you most excited about? Joaquin Phoenix Joker or Robert Pattinson Batman?
Robert Pattinson Batman.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson Batman.
Robert Pattinson Batman.
Jeez, from the Joker player?
Yeah.
That's a surprise.
So look, I think that I'm going to love the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie, but I don't think it's going to be a Joker movie. I think it's going to be like a movie about mental illness and society's like shittiness to humans. Yeah. And I think it's going to be an amazing movie. But like,
just you wait, buddy. It's going to turn into a total comic book.
I mean, I'm super excited to see it because I feel like I can't really lose unless it's like just horrendous in every way possible. And I don't think that's very likely.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, a Joaquin Phoenix Joker is going to be like a low-powered Joker. He'd probably be a lot like Frank Miller Joker in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas Robert Pattinson Batman is going to have like some kind of sparkling ability, and I'm super excited for
him.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Yeah. He'd also just naturally fly.
And he has to play baseball in thunderstorms so that people don't know he's Batman.
I don't remember. Did he fly in that movie?
No, he didn't fly.
I don't know.
He didn't fly? Yeah. Damn it. He's strength 2 for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a second, I was thinking of 2 as lower, and I was like, wait, why is he a wuss? But no, yeah.
Yep.
Ignoring the gaming meta, i.e., when you're focusing on fluffy lists, when you build a list, do you prefer street stuff, Deadshot, Killer Croc, Catwoman, etc., or cosmic, Metal Bats, Speedsters, Lobo, etc.?
What was the first part of that again?
Basically, if you're going to build a fluffy list, what's the fluff half that you like?
Okay.
Do you like the gritty, realer stuff, or do you like the like spacey, more comic-y stuff?
Gritty, realer.
Definitely more comic, spacey.
Gritty or realer?
Idiot.
Deadshot's my boy!
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that models such as Deathstroke or Owlman should receive rep adjustments so that they see more play in the current meta?
Rep adjustments isn't the catch-all. Like, they're fine being expensive dudes. They just have to do value. Like, they have to be worth that point.
I'll just say yes.
Yeah, I'd like to see a slight fac adjustment, whether it's rep or increased abilities.
I think Owlman might be worth it, but...
The only reason why I say, like, don't reduce the rep is because there's so much competition at the lower points that immediately you're competing with other models.
Make more Wonder Gals and Hippolytas as opposed to, like, making a bunch of models in the same tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Sure. Rum or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Rum.
This is actually, like, I actually can't choose. Like, these are my
really
my two favorite non-beer related drinks. So I love both, but the rum can't be garbage silver American trash rum. It needs to be like real Caribbean rum. Mm. So if you're just like, if my choice is Buffalo Trace or Bacardi, I'll take Buffalo Trace. But if we're talking like Pappy or Ron Zacapa, then it's like a wash. So does the game feel like a Batman story when you play it?
Sometimes. I mean, a lot of times, yeah.
Yeah. Like when Deadshot's just like murdering everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say most of the time.
A lot of the time. Yeah. Not always, but a lot of the time. Your opinion on if and when Night Models would do another errata or FAQ?
If or when? Well, they'll for sure do one. So the if is that more erratas will occur. When? Probably like in October-ish.
I think it's coming soon.
Yeah, I'd say a couple months. Yeah. When playing Brave and the Bold, why would you choose a speedster that isn't TV Flash?
Because you want to play Red Death, and he's... Oh, wait, Brave and the Bold.
Brave and the Bold.
So
you have Ezra Miller, and then...
Right, currently in Standard, your only options are the two Flashes, right?
It's definitely the two Flashes, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
The speed for the six Speed Force counters is actually a big deal. The Ezra Miller gets six. So
I feel like there's a lot of speedster questions. We need to play more speedsters.
Yep.
I want to build a list based around choosing who goes first each round. Assuming my opponent can't manipulate counters, this list would give me six to their two. Viable strategy or garbage jank? And he's got a society crew with Lex, Roz, Joker, Captain Gold, and some chaff.
Two assassins and Lou?
Yeah.
I don't know. That list actually seems kind of playable.
I mean, I think it's probably jank. Going first sometimes is a little overrated.
It's Luther without the suit, right?
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say jank because you basically have... one model that does work in the list of Ra's al Ghul. Like, Captain Cold might do a little. I guess Ledger, Joker, like, his gun's not terrible. It's not exciting, but it's not terrible. Yeah, I'm going to say jank, but not garbage jank. It's going to be my vote. And that's the end of my list.
What character has too many existing models, and what character does not?
No model has too many existing models, and Deadshot doesn't have enough.
What was the...
What model has too many existing models, What model does not?
I'm going to modify. The model that doesn't have enough is Captain Cold, because there's no Central City leaders. Cold. So I'm going to go with Captain Cold. Nigel's really getting bogged down in the Speed Force.
Yeah, there's definitely not enough penguins, obviously.
Yeah,
that's fair.
And there's just too many Batmans.
Boo.
I disagree, but yeah.
The name of the game is the Batman Miniatures game.
It is.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say too many models, Joker. Screw that guy. Sorry, no, Archie. He has too many models. And then not enough...
Lobo.
Poison Ivy.
No. Oh my god. The super expensive guy. We literally talked about him already.
Deathstroke.
That's it. He needs more models. Next question. What are the biggest mistakes?
I said the exact correct answer to not enough models is Black Canary, who has no standard models and is like one of my favorites.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
What are the biggest mistakes you see players making when writing lists, choosing strategies, and selecting objectives? So lists, strategies, objectives, biggest mistake.
Biggest mistakes. Man, this is a rough Speed Force question. This is one that we can probably like talk about more in more depth. Biggest mistakes in writing lists is maybe like focusing on one shiny thing as opposed to like a holistic approach to the list. Then what's part two?
Strategies.
And picking strategies. Sort of a generic gut feeling about these one or two strategies are the best ones, so they always take them, as opposed to like really thinking about their list into the other list matchup and how it's going to play in the scenario.
Mm-hmm. And last one was selecting objectives.
Biggest mistake I see is not accounting for crews that are going to be faster or more dynamic than you're used to playing against. And so you end up taking these objectives that cost you a lot of points in the long run because you never had any chance of scoring them.
For me, biggest mistake in list building would be designing a list to no point. So you just take models that you just want to put together and then they end up not adding to something greater than the whole. You don't have your matchups or anything considered into it. Strategies and objectives are the same problem, which is that you default into the things you like to take. You basically pick those things kind of the same way you picked your crew, which is you want to go sit on an ammo crate with your machine gun guy. You have no plan on how to get him there, and also you aren't taking into account what your enemy's doing and how they're going to participate in the scenario. So your strategies and objectives should be looking for opportunities to disrupt what they're doing, both cases. And if you're sort of not thinking in those terms, a better opponent will take advantage of you.
Yep. Writing lists is just not having a plan for, because writing lists, I would say, is both lists basically for a tournament. Not having a plan for things like mind control or a hard control
scopes
in a game. Or scopes, yeah.
That's hard control.
I mean, but yeah, not having...
Bar sad is hard control.
Not having a list that can kind of go into that type of stuff, I think, is a problem when writing lists. Strategies and objectives, I agree with Nigel, they're kind of similar. You kind of get stuck in a rut of taking the same exact stuff over and over again. I know we do the same thing, but yeah.
I mean, it's just so much to think about that you sort of... intellectually, you have to pare it down to kind of what you know. Mm-hmm. But if you're running into problems, that should be the first things to like experimenting with. If you lose a game, you should just change nothing in your list and see what would happen if you did. You know, what if I took vandalism, you know, and denied them one sewer? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. All of a sudden the game changes.
Yeah, like
if your opponent has rat catcher or crutching like. Archie, even. Yeah, that's not a bad one.
Yeah.
Next question. What are your recommendations or go-to resources for those looking to get into the game today from scratch?
I mean, either of the army builders, whether it's the web-based one or the Android app. Mm-hmm. Like, those are both, like, your first port of call, just so you can look over, like, a lot of the cards. Otherwise, I highly recommend a podcast... the GCPD.
Oh, yeah, that one's not bad.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. We've got like 36 backlog episodes that you can listen to. Where we talk about
a lot of newbie-friendly stuff.
Yeah, getting into the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our Facebook page is good, too. And you can also just feel free to message us.
Yeah, you can also like the Facebook page.
Yeah, like the Facebook page, get us closer to Kesha.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think that covers it, maybe.
And get a subscription to the... Warner Brothers network channel online
service.
DC streaming service.
Save Swamp Thing.
And then that way you can watch Swamp Thing and all your favorite DC stuff. You get your fill on all your Batman stuff, and then you'll want to play more.
Yep.
That's true.
I really want to I want to play Swamp Thing really bad after the first episode. But yeah.
He's fun.
That's the whole Speed Force. We've exited the Speed Force now.
Barry?
Hi.
I think we left Nigel behind, but aside from that.
I'm in it.
Yeah. Yep.
Bogged down.
Any of those we want to talk about again?
I guess like list building, but such a weird unpack. So that one with the, you know, list building objectives and strategies.
The mistakes that are constantly made type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, There's obviously like a lot of mistakes that get made in any given game.
In Batman, though, it's impossible not to make mistakes. It's just like, it's literally just like Magic, where it's like every card you put in, there's a card that you didn't put in.
Right.
So.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think just the important thing to remember is like list building and objective choice and strategy are all important parts of the game, but they're not the game. Like, there is also game to play in addition to that. And you can have an inferior list and have made mistakes picking your strategies and your objectives and adapt to that in the first couple turns of the game and, you know, give yourself a shot to still win a game even though you've put yourself in a hole. Try not to put yourself in that hole, but this is a game that, like, I don't think you should ever autopilot at any point, you know? And I think that's the key thing to keep in mind is no single thing is the game, but it all is the game, if that makes sense.
Not really. I didn't really catch that.
Yeah. Like, no, you're not gonna... So, like, Age of Sigmar, right? Like, you can probably win that in list building. Like, GW is notorious as, like, a gaming system where you can win in list building. Mm. War Machine, sometimes with the specific lists, like, the scenario could sometimes dictate winners. Like, back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you played Denny 2 into Three Flags and you just win.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's scenario versus the right list definitely still a huge factor.
So yeah.
Like, they're live scenarios. You can still block them out.
Right. So you can like play to that or whatever in some, but I feel like all of these things, like your list is important. If you're trying to play competitively, your list is important. You need to not like be bringing dead weight, but you can bring dead weight, you know, like you've heard us, like I've played Diablo, Collins played the Team Arrow, just in general, like
played Team Arrow. I played Lobo recently.
Oh, yeah,
on the
spicy
bike.
Yeah. Spicy. Cool. Yeah. Nigel's played all manner of goblins and ghouls in Mark 1.
Yep.
So you're not giving yourself an advantage by not bringing, you know, or you're putting yourself into a bit of a hole in all of these aspects. They're all part of the game. But no single one. This is not a system where any one of those define who the winner and loser are. At the end, like your play skill can still compensate for mistakes made elsewhere, I guess, is basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's sort of cool about it is that there's so many levers. So like, say you're trying to improve your game. You know, you don't even have to worry about your list building for quite a while. You could just play better, pick strategies better, do objectives better. Mm. You know, that's actually such a huge reservoir, you know. You'd have to have a lot of experience before you're like able to say this list is just strictly terrible. Or
take Will shot, give yourself a chip in a chair every time.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yep. But I mean, I've seen a lot of our games, you know, a lot of our games are won and lost by creative, you know, turn five and six revelations, you know, where you're just like, if I actually just don't go for this crappy, like high security henchman attempt to finish off that guy. And then you sort of realize like, if I just walk over to this objective and position myself in a good way, you know, like you just realize like over the course of the game, you know, beating my opponent isn't important. Like beating his models isn't what's important. What's important is like scoring points and doing other things. You're like, I'm going to steal this win. And then
absolutely
like a lot of times the other player, you know, you sort of surprise yourself because you make a realization that you have a different line of play. And then that actually takes them off guard because they're also tunnel visioning into like, we're beating each other in the face.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
understanding the ebb and flow of the game and what matters on turn to turn is like the key. That's the key skill. Like, I think a lot less games are lost in the first two turns because their list just trumps your list than are lost by misunderstanding the ways in which their list trumps your list so that you have to play differently.
Yeah,
like I think that's more of a mistake made than any mistake made in list building or strategy selection or whatever. So I think that's a big component to playing the Riddler, I feel like, is understanding that you're playing a totally different game than everybody else is playing and understanding how to maximize that game. And it takes some practice. And so like that's like sort of the prime example of it, but I feel like that happens, and that evaluation is important in every single game.
Mm.
And like Magic Theory, they call it, who's the beatdown, like, right? Like understanding whether or not you're the aggressive player or yeah. the defensive player.
And yeah.
The same is true when you're playing this game.
Yep. I always force myself to be the aggressive.
I am the aggressor. Perfect.
Yep.
With your four model crew. Actually, yep. That's probably right a lot of the time.
Yeah. But.
Who has the counters to put into defense? Come on. Not I, said the Bat Family.
Not All I. The Joker guys got it.
Yep.
Nonstop.
Idiots.
I mean, unless you're leading your crew with Archie. Like some kind of drooling idiot.
You have to think about
Wait a second. Yeah. What's now that I think about this, Archie being, because everybody was like, Archie's the leader. It's so broken. But now. If him taking him means they can't all...
You don't get Chaos Agent yeah. if you take Archie as your leader.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see it for a whole weekend. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Overrated.
It's the one. Okay. Okay. We do have some lists to break down.
One of our favorites.
What? Well, we're going to finally get to Donald's list. He's been like a month.
He's one of our favorites.
He is one of our favorites. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. He was not the one. Of the 180.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not Joey.
He's not Joey. He's not Jabloey.
Yep. Also, if your name happens to be Joey and you like us on Facebook and you're not Joey Nobis, don't worry. We're not talking about you.
Good point. Good point.
Just saying.
Don't alienate anybody but the right person.
Yeah. I mean, I would change your name, but.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
If you knew this Joey, you would change your name.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna go through two of his lists. His first list, he said he wants to try Batwoman and or the White Knight.
Okay.
So the White Knight is Two-Face, the new Two-Face.
It's actually Harvey Dent.
It is Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
Yep. So he has his first list has it's the White Knight list. And it has Gordon with the heliport, the White Knight, Spartan, so the 60-point henchman, and then who's also a bodyguard, Lurita with an extra magazine, Arkham Guard 3, so he's the beanbag guy. Then there's Alfred Pennyworth, Foxtrot with a whistle. Foxtrot is the shield with the flash bomb grenade, and then Harry, which is the... CW, and he brings an extra magazine.
Oh, Harrison Wells?
Harrison Wells, yep.
It's kind of a who's who of, like, best models in Brave and the Bold at their value.
Yeah, I mean, other than Spartan. I don't really like Spartan that much.
So I was going to agree with that, because I feel like Spartan could be... You could manipulate this list so that Spartan is Constantine, and then you actually just have, like, a top-shelf list.
I mean, maybe. I don't know if I like Constantine. I think I'd want just more guys. Like you
dudes?
Can, yeah, you can fit, like, for the price of Spartan, you can get the 15-point cop, another 30-point cop, and then, like, the 20-point cop or something. Like, you can get something close to that. Like,
Spartan's a bodyguard, right?
He is a bodyguard.
He's a bodyguard with a Kevlar vest. He has a two-shot. I think he's a expert marksman or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he gets a plus one to shoot you, whichever one that one is.
He might have to be... No, he's not a dirty fighter.
He's not a dirty fighter. Yeah. But I think his handgun is light, maybe. But it's a rate of fire 3 Bloodstun handgun. And then he's only got 2 ammo. And in this, because it's Brave and the Bold, you can't give him an extra ammo, so he's only got 2.
So he's actually a good model.
He's
like,
okay.
He is good. The problem is his rep cost is a little high for what he brings to the table.
Yeah.
And he's not an output model. He is a hard-to-kill model.
Yep.
Like, every time I've faced off against Spartan, it's required way more resources than I've ever wanted to expend to deal with him. But if I don't expend those resources, he doesn't really do anything to me.
Yeah.
Now, if he's hanging out by the leader and I really want to kill the leader, then he's a nuisance.
Yeah.
And with Gordon, maybe that's the strategy here.
Maybe.
And I don't think that that's terrible. I just think you probably can have a harder-hitting list.
Yeah.
That's more effective overall and just play in a way that you protect Gordon a little better.
What I find with Gordon is that he tends to just sit in the back and he never gets in the light post because he doesn't ever need to, unless it's like someone placed it like a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then he just kind of sits in the back and he can do all of his stuff from kind of downtown. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't like need to be in any danger most of the time.
It depends. I mean, hidden models, flying models, like fast moving models, like all those things,
they can get
represent danger for him.
Yeah, and he clearly has a lot in this list to protect him. I don't think many people are going to go after the White Knight. I did get my first game with him this week, and I think that model's spectacular.
I think it's good.
But the way I actually see him is actually as a leader and not as a sidekick. I think he's a balanced Archie, is effectively how I see him. He has a nice debuff with automatically, he has the, is it distress, or it's the one that just moves two counters.
Mm-hmm.
Disarray. And there's no, there's no willpower check. Mm-hmm. It just does it. Which is a great, and it's just line of sight. So you can kind of depend, like you can do it from a ways. And then there's, he has Inspire. So he's normally a sidekick, but if you take him as a leader, you can actually still inspire things, which is very strong. Normally, sidekicks obviously don't give that benefit. So yeah, he's like still like that in itself. And also he adds extra funding. He also gives you an extra lamppost and an extra sewer, which I forgot that part when I played, which would have been nice. But I used him as a way to let me afford like Lobo. So because normally, like even with Gordon playing Lobo, you're like, five models. But I think I was able to get six, maybe seven. The new 15-point cops help a lot too. But I think I had like, I think I had seven models, which was pretty amazing with Lobo on a bike. Like it's pretty, that's pretty cool. But yeah, so I think the White Knight is spectacular. I think he's a better leader than he is a sidekick, but he's still a great sidekick. If your leader also inspires, getting two inspires out of a list is spectacular. Also, I guess, inspiring Spartan twice is a big deal.
Yeah. Inspiring any model twice is pretty good. Pretty big game.
Yeah. Funding might be tight. I almost want a second whistle.
I mean, he's got a bunch of guns in the list.
He does have a bunch of guns. Yeah.
The beanbag is the one model in the list that like I actually just genuinely dislike.
Oh, I despise that model.
Yeah.
I would actually rather take the, oh my God, what's his name? The Reach Baton dude. The 21-point Arkham Guard. It's like Arkham Guard 1 or 2 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather take that. Get you an extra... Like, he's currently at 2,050 funding and out of his 2,150.
Mm-hmm.
So...
it's worth noting that with Arkham Guard 3 and Diggle, he's got two Let's Go's, right? They seem to both have the Let's Go trait.
Oh, okay.
Let's Go is... that's just what henchmen have Let's Go.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Duh, yeah. For some reason, I thought that was the Follow Me.
He has no Follow Me.
Yeah, I'm super brain farting there.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, was I missing something?
Yeah. No, never mind.
I mean, I can see your argument for building a bigger list.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon obviously does a ton of work. Harrison Wells is really good for his point cost in terms of work. Larita is great.
I mean, if you cut even just the Arkham Guard 3, the beanbag guy, down to the other one, you get you can then get like a whistle and the other Arkham Guard.
Does beanbag plus Diggle reputation get you to a Nightwing? It probably doesn't.
No. That gets you to 82 points.
Okay. And Constantine is what?
100.
Yeah, maybe this list doesn't work. Like, I kind of wanted an elite model in the list, but maybe the list doesn't work that way.
I don't think it does. Not if you take Gordon. Hmm. I think Gordon is your quote-unquote elite model. He's not, but...
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I think it's the combination of the two. Plus, like you pointed out, having double inspire incentivizes additional henchmen anyway.
I think Damien's better.
That's what I was going to say. Is like Damien or Katana are both possible. Like, yep. Like 50 point Katana being getting double inspire is actually, yep. Like, that's pretty gross.
Yep. I mean, take that 200, that you can take that extra funding, give her a gravel hook.
Yeah.
She becomes really gross. And with she's a
like,
hook.
She's like, what? He diggles 68 or 62
rep? 60 rep.
60 rep. So that's like 10 extra rep that you could apply to Beanbag and like upgrade him to something maybe.
Yeah.
Or just get Mace Cop, right? He's like 12 or 15 or something.
Mace Cop is 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, yeah. Actually, I think Katana is the 50 point henchman. Katana is underused in Brave and the Bold right now. She's like one of the. She still provides you the bodyguard. She will die.
She will.
But.
Whereas Diggle will not. Like, she's obviously less survivable than Diggle.
It depends on what it is. She can bodyguard and then
dodge.
Which
Is she an acrobat?
She is an acrobat.
Okay. Right. She's not adaptable. Yeah.
She's not adaptable.
She is an acrobat. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I actually think I maybe like that quite a bit. Then maybe upgrading the beanbag guy into taser face.
How much rep? Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. What's the rep cost on beanbag?
22.
So 32, you can't get two cops for 32, can you?
Nope.
So you can't just
fill no, it up. Yeah, no, you can't.
Because there's not a 17 point cop.
Nope, it's a 15, and then the next closest is 21.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I do like upgrading basically downgrading Diggle to Katana, and then upgrading, oh my god, Beanbag Face into Taser Face.
Sure. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I need to play Katana more.
Diggle and, I always feel like that Katana...
That's like
none of us.
She's been good.
Yeah, none of us put her on the table very frequently, but when we do, she's fine. I feel like you.
I mean,
you have this expectation of her being like 75 point Katana, and she never will be a 75 point Katana.
Well, what she did for me was I basically put a grapple hook on her, and then she scored objectives, and I was like, well, I could have done that with a cheaper model,
right? Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, don't do that with her.
But I mean, that was just the circumstances of that game,
right?
That's just what happened.
Don't build a list to do that necessarily.
Build a list to do that, but grapple hooking and then attacking with her is strong.
Yeah. No, particularly if you can stack two additional counters on her. Yeah. That's actually another possibility with this direction, because this is one of the few lists that you can build where the two guys that inspire cost that. Like, you can obviously do Batman and...
Batmans don't inspire.
Whatever. Right. But these two will inspire. And so, like, another direction to go with these two is maybe to have both Damien and Katana in the list, because...
Yep.
Then you've got two super elite henchmen that get double stacked on the counters.
The more I play Damien in... the one thing I did like... I don't really like Damien and Brave and the Bold for the most part, just because of the double stun, because that actually really sucks. This list is a little different. It is lacking some arrests. It actually doesn't have that many.
Yeah.
It has Gordon, and then it has...
Beanbag Cop.
You could rearrange your funding to get some handcuffs in there, right?
Yeah, so. If you take out Diggle, you probably can get some handcuffs. Yeah. I mean, we're suggesting taking out Diggle and... We're basically suggesting adding 450 funding to the list.
To the list by taking out Diggle, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not that I hate Diggle. Well,
Diggle and Beanbag Cop.
I think that this list is fine. I don't think it's bad. I feel like Diggle and the Beanbag are not optimal uses of your funding and reputation.
I mean, in all fairness, we're suggesting putting in Katana.
Who's also reviled.
Who's also, in a ton of lists.
Yeah.
So, like, it's still an interesting list, though.
But
like,
Katana's a bodyguard and...
She's still a bodyguard.
So, and that is, if you're using this list as a double inspire list, then the bodyguard is somewhat important, because it means that Gordon's not just sitting at the back. He's got to be getting a little closer in order to maximize his inspires on a turn-by-turn basis. But that's okay.
I kind of like what's going on with this list, honestly. It sort of works to, so you have, you know, you guys obviously don't like Spartan. But you got Harrison Wells, so you're getting the cheap magazine, so you're giving everybody extra clips.
Mm.
You got Pennyworth in there keeping Spartan up. So Spartan's keeping, you know, the White Knight and Gordon up. Pennyworth is keeping Spartan up. Spartan himself is kind of an annoying tank who just is hard to get rid of. So it's like, it seems to be able to, like, ball together and run around and bully people, like, just by Yeah,
that's
definitely
true. That's a very good point. Like I said, I think the list is good. It's just I have a knee-jerk reaction to Diggle.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. That was the other list. Sorry. I was looking ahead.
But yeah, I might try Katana and upgrading the beanbag like we talked about, but I think the list is solid.
Yep. I agree. You can, like, with Batman, I think that most lists, you can win games. Like, there's not many lists I can look at and be like, oh, that's not going to really win any games. Like, unless it's like Team Arrow and it's a four model list.
I'm or it's
like,
a list that
you're probably not going to win a game.
It's a list that our listeners build us on Facebook.
In his, did he give Diggle a helmet?
No, he did not.
Oh, I like to, if you do have like a, if your plan is to have the bodyguard just force him as like the game kind of has to go through him.
Yeah.
I don't know if, does Brave and the Bold have access to helmets?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was choosing the gear, I like chose, I was assuming because of Harrison Wells, he probably went like max clips. So
he
I
did do two clips, yeah.
Yeah. So I spent all the ammo and then kind of used up money getting a whistle for Alfred or whatever. What
well,
did
you
got to
do the heliport for Gordon.
Oh, heliport for Gordon.
Yeah, which I also always miss.
Yeah.
It's a equipment you have to put on for 150.
Yep.
And then there's a whistle on Foxtrot.
I don't know why Gordon doesn't just cost an extra 150.
Yeah, I wish it would.
Come
yeah.
with heliport. Yep. Like it's
because you can choose not to take it
you
if you
sure
want. It's
can.
Terrible. I've done it by accident before, and it's
I know
terrible.
You have. I've played that game against yeah. you. It was sweet.
then he has Foxtrot with a whistle, Lurita with a magazine, and then Harry with a magazine. So he has two magazines.
He gave a magazine to Foxtrot. Foxtrot has smoke grenades, right?
No, he gave a whistle to Foxtrot,
oh, okay.
a magazine to Lurita. So okay. This is from the app, and the app adds things wrong. Okay, that's where the missing funding is, because the app adds it wrong. For some reason, the app for some on the iOS, not iOS, the Batman Crew Builder for like Android and stuff, mm-hmm. for Harrison Wells, the people with Smuggler, it like halves it twice.
Oh.
So I was just like, wait, the magazine should cost 100 funding, not 50 funding.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. But yeah, so he took that into account. So he doesn't have like an extra 100 funding because the two magazines should cost
okay
100 more.
So he's at his funding limit.
He's at his funding limit.
Okay.
Mm.
But yeah, if those two proposed changes that we made gives him an extra 450. So that's like an extra whistle and maybe handcuffs for somebody.
I wouldn't mind some extra handcuffs on the list.
Yeah, because nothing... with our proposed changes, nothing except for Gordon has arrest.
Oh, sure.
So,
yeah.
With our proposed changes. Right, currently...
Taserface doesn't have arrest?
Nope. Okay. None of the, like, SWAT dudes can arrest
have
anybody.
Arrest. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
I feel like Donald should play... Donald should play Penguin.
He
probably
does
play Penguin, yeah.
He does. He played... Yeah. That was what
this
he played.
This is 100%, like, if Nigel played Brave and the Bold, this is essentially the Roddy would take.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of schlubs, you know, like... Get as many schlubs in there and then kind of make them schlubby and then schlub your way to Schlubtown. And then
I like how
wait.
He actually just called it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He totally played Penguin on Friday.
Yeah. I was like, if he likes this crap, he should just play Penguin and go straight to the max crap.
So he does have a second list, which I asked him if this was intended as a two list pair. And he gave me kind of a maybe, but he didn't really think about it as in terms of strength and weaknesses. So, we'll go with the second one. The second one is a Batwoman list.
Mm-hmm.
It has Batwoman with Nightwing, and then Robin with a helmet.
Which Nightwing?
90-point Searcher Nightwing.
Okay.
Double Searcher.
Double Searcher. Doesn't Batwoman have Searcher?
No, I don't think
so. Oh, old Batwoman had Searcher, right?
Old one did, yeah.
Okay.
So it's Batwoman, Nightwing, Robin with a helmet, Alfred with a grapple gun and handcuffs.
Is it Boy Wonder Robin or what Robin?
Damian. It's Damian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It can only ever be Damian currently. I guess the new Dick Grayson could be.
Right.
But yeah. Then there's Alfred with a grapple gun and handcuffs.
Wait, why can't it be Boy Wonder?
Because you can't take him without the 100-point Batman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you were always able to take him. He just got better if you had that Batman.
Nope.
Okay.
You have Alfred with a grapple gun and handcuffs. Said that three times now.
Mm-hmm.
Lurita with a magazine and a whistle. An Arkham Guard once with a 21-point dude with a whistle and officer training.
The baton guy.
The baton. Yeah, the baton. I guess the podcast listeners can't see me
making the swinging baton, the baton motion.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got a whip.
Which I'm hitting Nigel with.
Yeah.
But he has a whistle and officer training. Which, God, I can't remember. Can you look up officer training really quick, Nigel, since you're in the...
Is that not the arrest thing?
It's the... No, it's not an arrest. It's 2 rep and it costs 100 funding. Is that a Batwoman? Is that newish?
All right. Officer training. There we go. Model gains the follow me.
Okay. It's kind of cool. So you get, so he'll have follow me. Let's.
Jeez, you can, no, never mind.
So, like, this list is interesting because you have, so it's actually a fairly elite list. You're still playing 4 henchmen, so you can play the Arkham Guard. You can have Batwoman and Nightwing kind of be their own thing, and then you can have the Arkham Guard actually speeding up everybody else, which is kind of cool.
How much arrest is in the list?
Let's see. Batwoman, Alfred, and then the Arkham Guard. So 3 of the 6 models.
But Batwoman has the same problem as Batman in terms of counter efficiency.
Oh, she'll arrest. I think she 100% uses her arrest.
Okay.
Batman, when he doesn't use, like, when Batman's not using, like, Inspire, it's because he's just never with anybody else. So it's not really the counter efficiency as much as it is just how he tends to play off on his own, where everybody else, like, yeah. The counters are there, but...
A little anecdote from my experience this morning that would probably only entertain me, but I'm going to say it anyways, is I'm doing these, like, Crystal Light packets for, like, water, because I've quit soda. And this morning, I was having a hard time ripping it open. It's like a little tubular, like, aluminum/paper thing. And the little hole that was perforated didn't rip well. It, like, ripped the corner off. So I had to get it. So I had my tooth like this. So I had to grab it. I was grabbing it with my tooth and I ripped it open and it, like, went, it, like, clouded, like, straight up into my nose. I just breathed it in. I, like, snorted. Just like,
snorted your raspberry.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah. And it's got caffeine in it. So it was a little awkward. It was just like, yeah.
You knew, like, you went through a tenth of what Eggers does every time he drinks a bang.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Nice. Then I realized, I'm like, I could probably do Coke.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So back to this list.
Coca-Cola? Back to the list.
Back to this list.
Which is a lot like doing Coke.
Yeah.
Like, so...
I don't like this list, Donald. I like your other list.
Well, yeah, this one's not very Penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's definitely more just straight up Batman.
Yeah.
Playing. All right, let's run it down from the top again one more time.
Batwoman, Nightwing, Damian with a helmet, Alfred with a grapple gun and handcuffs.
The most elite Alfred you've ever seen.
I love this Alfred, by the way. Yeah. I've played this before. It's grapple gun Alfred is the way to do it, actually. Larita with a magazine and whistle. Arkham Guard 1 with whistle and officer training. So I like the two whistles. Two whistles is, like, the way to do Raven the Bold most of the time. The only thing I think I'd really change is probably the helmet on Robin. Like, the models are fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with the models.
What would you do with $300?
Well, I would give Robin the immune to sharp, the football gear or whatever, hockey pads. I'd probably give him hockey pads. Like, I played against... That was... If you're going to play Brave and the Bold and you're going to play Robin, you play him with hockey pads. I played against one of the Minnesota guys. I think is Matt, I believe. And he played hockey pad Robin against me, and it was as a League of Assassins player, really annoying.
I mean, when you play with a bunch of sharp weapons, hockey pads is intensely annoying.
He already has the whistles that he wants. He has the magazine that he wants. He has the handcuffs and the grapple gun. The things he's looking to take for equipment are already taken.
Remind me what the helmet does.
It converts the first blood into stun from your hit, the hit you take.
And Damien is endurance 6.
5.
Yeah, I think probably hockey pads is more valuable than a helmet on an endurance 5 model.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
It's, I think his, again, with Alfred with the grappling hook, I think he wants to be able to rescue him. So he just wants, doesn't want Damien deleted. So he can go unconscious and then Alfred can come over.
Yeah. I get that.
I mean, I think it's actually, I don't lose Robin very often.
What?
What?
I feel like we always kill you.
I always kill Robin. I mean, like not just you, but any game that Damien's played against me, he's generally the first to go.
I think the only time he hasn't died is the game where I just mind controlled him every turn with Ivy.
Okay.
I mean he goes in and deletes something. I'm not saying he doesn't do anything, but I feel like he always dies.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I was able to play League of Assassins at the tournament, and I never lost Talia or Robin. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Because I was expecting, you know.
Well, see, that's it was a surprise. You're like, what the hell? You're used to losing Robin all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. It was, but, yeah, I think, because actually, you can get two hockey pads, which is for the price of that one helmet.
Mm, well, that would indicate that the helmet is more valuable.
Well. Mm-hmm.
According to Knight.
Yeah.
Is delicately balanced the game perfectly.
I mean, the helmet's real good.
The helmet's good. Like, there's nothing, like, the helmet's not bad.
Yeah.
I would just try to get, I would rather get both things, like, if give him the armor and the helmet, and then just have somebody roll with one less whistle or something.
So, if you're thinking about this as a two-list pair, you have, your first list is an eight-model list, has pretty good guns. I think you're actually going to probably play the six model list against like League of Assassins, just because that first list.
What? I like guns versus League of Assassins.
I don't like stun guns, and I hate stun damage against League of Assassins just in general, because you have to take them off the table now. That's like the important thing isn't like putting damage on them.
Sure.
The important thing is taking them off the table.
If they're playing Talia.
Which I think they're going to. If I'm playing against Brave and the Bold and I'm playing League of Assassins, I'm playing Talia.
Sure.
Because I'm going to assume that they can't just delete my models in one go.
But he's got two or three models with a rest, right?
In the eight model list, the first one, he has two models with a rest.
And we, like, we're recommending a change that would allow
we are making it worse.
Oh, that's right.
But one of those models did have a double blood katana, which is better. That's better than having to arrest
something. In fact, it was Katana herself.
It was Katana herself. Yep. So, like, that is an option.
Mm.
It's not hard to hit League of Assassins. It's hard to just take them off because you have to.
No, I understand your
You
point.
Have to get them off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
I can't ever see not taking Dick, and you got to get him off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are, I will say, the helmet's not bad against League of Assassins, though. It's turning one of those blood into stun against League of Assassins.
I don't think the helmet is a nice piece of equipment. I just like it better on a 7 endurance model than a 5 endurance model.
Yeah.
On a 5 endurance model, what I want to do is prevent damage, which hockey pads do.
Yep.
The helmet doesn't prevent damage. It just changes one of them to stun. Now, yeah, that gives you the opportunity to get in there with Alfred, but
that's two models to wake up your one model. Yeah. Lost its activation.
In your six-model crew. So yeah. I am pro some piece of equipment that prevents him from taking damage in the first place as opposed to mitigating the type of damage he takes.
Yeah.
But if it was a model like Diggle, I would all be about the helmet, yeah.
Because there's a good chance he wakes up on a 7 endurance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. So, yeah. And it's also just like a 5 endurance model is taking fewer, you know, I mean, you're just taking fewer hits to like go down in the first place.
Mm.
So like having hockey pads may make it that you have to get attacked by two or three models.
Yeah.
Like one additional model has to put attacks into you, maybe. Whereas the helmet is just like you're going to get knocked out at the same number of attacks as you would if you didn't have the helmet.
Yeah. You know? Also, Alfred more than likely is trying to protect Nightwing more than he is Robin.
So I think Alfred's actually got plenty of stuff to worry about.
Yeah, he's like, got his hands full. Because like, there's like
all three of the models. So that's, I like this list, but it's fragile. Like Batwoman,
Damien. What you could do is you could get in a med kit. So if you take out helmet, you give him hockey pads, then you can put a med kit on somebody. Then you have two medics, which is strong. Two medics is very good.
No, I agree. But
yeah.
Where do you put the medic?
I mean, you can put it on Arkham Guard 1. He's a good, it's a good place for a medic.
Sure.
But the reason why I like Alfred with a grapple gun, I could take or leave the handcuffs, but either way, it's fine.
Yeah.
But him having veteran, so he's kind of got mini trickster, so he can always allocate to how he needs.
Mm-hmm.
So him getting the grapple hook.
Oh, no, for sure.
Like, it's actually really clutch.
No,
it's,
I think
like
it's
one of the better
things
I've ever done.
I do
done.
Think it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm trying to decide what you would, because I actually disagree that you would play that list into
League
out of the two, if it was a two-list matchup, which he said wasn't really necessarily his intention.
Not really necessary, yeah.
Although they do different things, so I don't think they're a horrendous two-list pair. You have a group of elite damage dealers, which are probably reasonable into, well, Nightwing is. I guess Damian is. They're pretty reasonable into a similarly elite crew.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you necessarily want to waste time into something like high endurance or like high toughness crew.
Well,
so I feel like League is not a great matchup.
Sure. But this the first list you have Foxtrot doesn't do, his shield doesn't do much against League of Assassins.
Mm.
Harry doesn't do much against Talia League of Assassins. He's doing stun.
I mean, knocking a model out is fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's not nothing. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're right that it's not the kind of progress you want to be making.
Two hits.
But you're brave and the bold. So, like, welcome to the fact that you're probably going to struggle against League of Assassins.
Yeah, you might
with Talia.
But you do have, like, they also have tons of hockey gear.
Yeah, you've got Gordon, you've got Larita, you've got list I think is the one of these two. If you were gonna make these a two list pair, I think it's the one you'd want to play into that.
Yeah.
Into that matchup. It's the one I would want to play.
Yeah. I mean the reason why I like the second one is I think Nightwing can scalpel out some of those key models for League of Assassins.
Can he go get Talia?
Yeah, he can go get Talia.
Hmm.
He'll die, probably.
I don't know if he's good enough to get Talia.
I think he is. She's only defense 4.
Yeah, but she can also stack those defense counters.
She can stack them, but like not...
That's my problem with Nightwing in general, is that I feel like he takes out any model that's not defending itself, but he doesn't take out a model, like, elite or models that do defend themselves.
Yeah.
Like, because the deal is he goes in... And he attacks, and he puts damage on them, and then he gets swarmed, and he dies. So, like, I feel like a lot of times with Nightwing, when I'm playing you, I feel like you end up in these situations where it's like, I got to commit, but my odds aren't very good, and then, like, odds are good.
He's the last to go in, and hopefully the first to activate next
and
turn.
And you're just like, I hope that he's good enough to get there, and a lot of times the math is, like, real, like, 50-50.
Yeah. Like, it's always... The turn you go in, you want to have more counters in the bag than your opponent.
Yeah.
And then hope he's your last activation, and then you hope you get
he's
to go
first. He's the first activation.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, I definitely feel like he lives on that time, which is one of the things that I kind of dislike about the second list, because I feel like all three of your power models are
they're all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Damian, when he goes, he's dead. Like, he should die.
Yeah. Nightwing is going to be in trouble, and Batwoman is going to be in trouble.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I need to play Batwoman more.
Maybe. I mean, I've only played against her the one time
and
when you played her.
She died. Well, she didn't...
She didn't just, like, out and out die.
She took a lot of damage.
She also faced down a Willshot who could see her. Like, I mean, Willshot is his own thing, so... maybe she's more survivable than I'm giving her credit for.
You know, off topic a little bit, but I don't think Willshot's as bad anymore.
Really?
Yep. Because I think Archie nerfs him pretty hard.
What? How does Archie nerf Willshot?
Because Willshot can't do his thing. He can't actually do his...
If he's within 6 inches when he, like,
sewers.
Of Archie. Don't be within 6 inches of Archie.
Wait, yeah, okay. It's not actually as easy. Like, I literally played that matchup, and it wasn't that...
You played Willshot into Archie?
Into Archie, yeah.
And you got within 6 inches all the time?
I spent it right off the bat. I was just like, yeah, screw it, I'm going to go for it.
You always do it on turn two.
I did it on turn one.
Okay. I mean, if you've got it.
It wasn't a great shot. I did it because everything was going to get locked together and Arch was going to force me to not be able to actually use my... oh my God, I can't think of the name.
Bullet time,
yeah.
How does he force you to not just back out of 6 inches in bullet time?
How do you back out of 6 inches?
What do you mean? How do you back out of 6 inches?
You can only
walk
4.
Are you base to base with Archie?
If Archie can get there, he will get there.
Okay. I don't know how to argue this, so we'll just agree to disagree. Yeah, right. I feel like Willshot's one of the models that's least affected by Archie. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
But if Archie makes you accept that Willshot is balanced, then I will ride that train as long as it lasts.
No, I'm just saying I actually think he has a counter.
Sure.
I think Archie is actually a counter.
Okay. All right.
Can be a counter. Sorry. But yeah, that was off topic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, as far as a Batwoman list, I don't know if I actually like her in Brave and the Bold at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't know if you like her yet.
I actually think I do like her in Bat Family. Mm-hmm. I actually think that's where she's meant to be because you can...
I think she's a good model. I think you just have to play carefully with her.
Yeah.
And I would rather see a list where she was paired with Gordon, who's capable of... Gordon and the rest of your list are capable of picking off problematic models for her, allowing her to run in and do her things like without worrying about retaliation. That's where I would rather see all three of these models as opposed to jam together in a list together, like all together, and that's your plan. Because I think... You basically, like, on turn two, you lose one. On turn three, you lose one. On turn four, you lose one, and that's the game. That's how I feel. That's how I feel list two will play most of the time.
Yep.
Now,
you're playing against a similar style list, that might be.
True. I certainly think there's matchups where you'll be better off than that. And certainly if your play skill is better than your opponent, you can play KG, and, like, you might be just fine. But I think average skill, typical matchup, I think that you've got too many, like, all-in, need-to-be-able-to-move-out or get protected in some way models without any protecting models. That's my issue with this second list. Even though I do like the makeup of it in general theory, I like all those models, but I don't think that they're good together.
Yeah. I'm going to suggest we take out Robin for Katana. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to suggest cut Robin, cut Nightwing, make this a list with Gordon, and then you need like an assault rifle or something to give to pair with Gordon and give Batwoman cover. That's how I would build a Batwoman list.
That first list had Gordon and no assault rifle.
Yeah, I know. But it didn't have Batwoman or anything like that in it.
That's true.
So if I was building a Batwoman list in Brave and the Bold, I would build it such that Gordon and an assault rifle give her cover, or a similar kind of combination of models give her cover. So that would be how I would do it. But again, I think that this list can be played. I don't think it's like a hot trash or anything like that.
Yep. I think Nigel's building the list.
Yep. I'm just getting a feel for it.
Yeah, this one's probably rough. I mean, who knows? It's probably fine.
I mean, it does feel very Brave and the Bold. Like, I've pretty much played this list before.
It's like Bat Family, not in Bat Family, kind of. Yeah, like, the way it's set up.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, it is basically Bat Family, except with two more models.
Mm.
It's Batwoman, Nightwing, Alfred, which should be in...
Alfred's not in Bat Family.
He should be in Bat Family. and then Robin.
Yeah.
And then just like, oh, hey, I have more points because I'm not in Bat Family.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can fill two more models.
So you had a cop and what's the sixth model?
Larita and Arkham Guard number one.
Larita, yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe you can, you actually might be able to keep Damian and just cut Nightwing, turn him into Gordon and
like a 30-point model or two models almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not two models, but
that list might be. That might be where I would go.
Gordon's OP.
I mean, Gordon is the best.
Is Nightwing dead in the meta?
No, I actually think the list might be better with Nightwing and Gordon. But Batwoman the I think the idea is to play Batwoman.
You want to play Batwoman.
Yeah, so given that. And also, I just haven't seen enough Batwoman to like have an opinion. I think Nightwing is a very so-so model in the current meta.
Yeah.
I do.
He used to be a lot better. He used to feel
I think
better.
So. I feel like he used to be better. He's still...
He's too easily killable at this point.
He is still an elite model. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He's still he's an elite still okay. model. Yeah. But I do... Yeah. I just think a lot of crews have a way to make sure that after he goes in, he doesn't go back out.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think that's always kind of been his case, too. Mm. But
yeah. Nigel, any thoughts?
Mm-mm. No. I was like, I wonder if you can like upgrade Nightwing to just Constantine. Something along those lines.
I mean, you can't. Like, Alfred's actually a weird... He's like good in this list, but he's not probably great because he's not going to do work.
Mm.
So you have... You basically have a five-model list and then a one support model.
And the problem is, like, when you start to get into that game plan where you're like, well, he's there to, like, prop up Batwoman or but Robin, but, like...
If those models get one shot, he's not doing anything.
Right. And even if they don't... But even if they don't get one shot, if Batwoman's like, I took five damage, like, come help me, Alfred, like...
Taking one blood off of five, right, out of five. Yeah.
Like, she's just, like, she's not... It's not that big a deal. And also, you're using two models in your six-model crew to combine to, like, have the output of Batwoman minus two counters, basically. And that's just, like, that's not awesome.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of Constantine, just because the magic, the ability to, like, heal from a range, strong. And he's just a tank.
Yeah.
So, and then, I think that's
Alfred in there to
really
help
good
him.
Damage.
Yeah.
So that's a non-Gordon route that I do like. Like, turning Nightwing into Constantine would be a good one.
Yeah. So I got, like, Batwoman, Constantine, Alfred, Arkham Guard 1 and 2, then Robin.
I think you could maybe go without Alfred if you had Constantine in the list.
Yeah.
Well, I want to really annoy people by getting, healing, double healing Constantine back up.
Actually, I do like that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, because you're just,
I mean,
like...
Just double healing in general
is
pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, at that point, Batwoman's just always fighting at full capacity, right?
Just yep.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Unless she gets well-shotted. But you'll have Archie on the table, so... Check and mate.
Check and mate.
I cracked up when he was talking about it. It's like, if Archie can get there, he's going to get there. And it's just like, he doesn't listen to reason. He won't negotiate.
He's the Terminator.
He is, totally.
Amazing. All right. Well, Donald, let us know what you think about our thoughts on your list. Lists.
I don't think we have to worry about that. I think
he'll
tell us.
He'll tell us. We got anything else?
There is currently a sale going on at Mise en Minis, mm-hmm. on MiseOnStore.com. Mm-hmm. You can use, what's the code?
Christmas in June is the code for the store. It's 20% off anything. So you can get like 20% off buildings
and
all the terrain.
Anything not Batman models. Anything
that's not models. And the models, because they're 10% off just base, but you can still use like the GCPD code works on them
to get the 20%.
So if you're trying to like get models to, you know, you basically can either go 20% off everything that's not Batman models or get the 20% off Batman models a different way. And as we had to do it because we base priced them at 10% off. So it gets complicated if you then 20% off that. And
yep.
So.
But yeah. So you can go check out the store. We have a new, their AoEs, blast templates, and frost, the freeze templates that you have, and we have smoke templates now, so they're just cool 4-inch AoEs.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yep, they're just $350 a pop, and then that's it.
Yeah. And again, it's a perfect time to get your fire escapes and buildings or whatever if it's an expensive price point because you get like
20% off.
Yeah.
So, so also, don't forget, if you want to support the podcast still, you still can. By using the GCPD Muse code.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that gets kicked back right here into the podcast.
Into bat boxes that we give away for likes.
Yep.
Yep. get your family, get your friends. Even if they don't know who Batman is because they live under a rock.
Yeah, just invite all of your entire friends list to like the podcast. Yeah. And then if even 10% of them
we'll get that
are like, who's this idiot? I'll like it. And then
the faster we get to 500, the faster we get to 28 million or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
get to
That's
catch
a fact.
Up.
That's a fact.
Kesha, you're on notice.
We're coming for you. But I think this has been a podcast, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm Josh.
Nigel.
I'm Colin.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.